It's bad when you like me, I like the white meat most of the time. When you get a piece of chicken at one of these stores, I mean, at one of these restaurants or something, you get a, it's the half chicken, it's part dark and part white.
Go to Kentucky Fried Chicken and it's been run over salt. They just chop out great big pieces of chicken. You got chicken, but
you don't know.
You haven't got one of those choice of pieces. Everybody has a different piece of chicken that they like the best. And you know, I like a back just about as well as any of it. The back of a chicken all day. The breast.
I like any of that white meat. I really like it. You know, if it's time to go out and feed the cows and everything, what time it's?
In the evening.
Usually pretty late in the evening.
Late in the evening. That would be... you used to hear folks say, well, I fed the cows in the shank of the evening.
And we're talking about wagons, you talk about the lines there on the plow. You call those the lines too that you...
Plow line, yeah. What? Wagon lines and plow line.
And when you're riding a horse, what would you call?
You call that the bridle rein.
Getting a horse ready to ride, you say you had to go out and...
Cur him. Brush him.
And
saddle him.
And the things you put your feet in, what would you call
them? The stirrups.
Now, when they plow, you say you plow, do you ever plow with two horses?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have a name for the one on the right? Was he have any special name? Did he have any special name for the one on the left or anything?
No, you just were double plowing. But now the wagon, you did have a name. You had your wheel horn.
Which one would that be?
That would be either one on the that was on the tongue side. Mm-hmm. Then you had the others. You see, your swing mules out there didn't have the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You had your wheel mules and horses. And then you had your swing out there, two or four, whatever you. Head out there.
And if somebody slipped and fell this way, you'd say you fell.
Fell backward.
Or this way you fell.
Fell forward. Mm-hmm.
And if you're traveling and you had, say you were going from here to Florida and you only got maybe as far as Selma before dark, you might say, well, we better spend the night because we still have
a long ways to go.
Yes. When you are plowing, the things you'd cut out there would be your
furrow.
Mm-hmm. And did they ever raise any kind of wheat or anything around here?
Or some wheat, they do now.
What would it when they, you know, when they cut the wheat? What do they pile that up into?
Oh, they have a combine. Mm-hmm. Combine it. And that goes into being on top of the combine, and then they'll unload that into a truck or whatever, what have you.
Yes. Let's see. What about oats? Did they ever...
Raised oats. Mm-hmm. But most of the time they would raise oats for feed purposes. Mm-hmm. Used to take a cradle, mm-hmm. cut oats, bottle them up.
Yeah. They would put them into bundles just like mm-hmm. hay or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Yeah. Put so many hands up. See, you had a... You ever saw an old cradle?
No, sir. I never have.
But it had a long handle on it, and there was two. You caught a hold of one here, and there was a long handle, and your blade would be down there. Mm-hmm. A blade about... 4 or 5 feet long, and then you'd have your slats behind that blade, and you take that cradle up and reach down there, pick it up, put it on your knee, and take them oats off and lay them down there.